What is it made of?
Iron, a big black iron skillet.
Did you ever have one with legs on it that you would put in the fireplace?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them. I didn't use one, but I've seen them.
What, do you know what they call those?
Mm-mm.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes in?
It's a wash pot.
Did you ever use it for anything else, like boiling potatoes? Or?
Yeah, I made catfish stew down at the tobacco barn.
This was in your trip to South Carolina?
South Carolina, huh? The men had fired the tobacco at the tobacco barns, and the women went down to cook for them, and they'd make a big old catfish stew, or else chicken and rice stew in a big old black wash pot.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep it in the house?
Pot. Flower pot.
What would you call the containers in which you put cut flowers?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each place when you're setting the table for supper? Can you just name them off?
A plate, a knife, and a fork, and a spoon, and a water glass, or a tea glass.
Well, if you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak knives by the plate. If the dishes are all dirty and you say, it's almost supper time and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes, I must
wash the dishes.
After the washing the dishes, then she in clear water.
Rinses.
All right. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
The rag or the one you dry them with?
The drying dishes.
Dish rag.
Dish
rag. A dish towel.
Dish towel. What do you call a small square of tear cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
A spigot, a faucet.
This is a principal part. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
broke. Froze.
Or any, what would you, kind of word would you say, such as an explosion?
Burst.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
All right. People used to buy flour in a
sack.
Did they ever use any other container for flour?
A flour sack. Most of those are made out of cotton. Kind of close woven.
Well, sometimes you might have to roll off a wagon. You might have to roll something off a wagon on a couple of logs of boards. Now, what would you be using then? It's a container. And it's a... let's see. Is a container you would have several on a wagon or something and you would use a plank.
Oh, a barrel.
Okay. Well, what do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
A whip.
If you bought fruit at a store, the grocer might put them in what?
A paper sack.
They ever have any other?
Poke.
Which word did y'all use most?
Poke.
Were these ever used as terms of measurement? Like, would you go to a store and say, I'd like a poke of beans?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In a bag.
What about 50 pounds of flour?
Well, a lot of times that was in a big barrel thing, or else it was in a bag, a big bag.
And this is made of what material?
The flour was in that close woven cotton stuff.